There's a Christmas Eve reprieve for firefighters in eastern Australia. Conditions in New South Wales and Victoria have eased, although in South Australia, firefighters have been battling flare-ups as the blaze in the Adelaide Hills continues to burn. The South Australian government has set up a new emergency relief fund to help those affected by the Cuddly Creek bushfire, which has destroyed more than 80 homes. It's pledging $1 million to kickstart the donation drive. The mayor of the Adelaide Hills is Jan-Claire Wisdom. I spoke with her earlier.
Well, look, I drove across all the fire ground yesterday and to see the affected communities. And I can tell you that a lot of the colour has gone out of the landscape. It's turned into black and white. We've got scorched earth and white ash. And every now and again, a little island of green. It's still a watch and act zone. Spot fires are flaring up regularly, especially tree fires. And power, water and comms are still an issue for some of our residents. The biggest danger at the moment is falling trees. And, of course, all the roads were reopened yesterday and residents could go back and access their places. But, you know, what they're going to find there, you know, for some it's going to be relief. Others, it'll be absolute destruction. I should say also that there's widespread damage to the vineyards. And, of course, you know, that'll be terrible for the local economy.
For those people who've lost their homes, I mean, losing a home is traumatic at any time of the year, but it's Christmas Eve. Where are people going?
Well, look, we've already set up two relief centres, so people are going there first to get accommodation allocated to them. But, you know, the most amazing thing has been offers from the community, spare bed and breakfast, spare bedrooms, other accommodation, not just from neighbours, but from strangers as well. So that has just been incredible.
The Premier, Stephen Marshall, is expected to announce a $1 million state emergency relief fund today. How much have you been told about that, and do you know how much of that money could be used in your area?
Look, I don't. I do know that I spoke with the Governor and with the Premier yesterday, and both of them, you know, have pledged assistance. I don't know how much will actually come to us. You know, I hope that we will get as much as we need to help, especially people who've lost their accommodation.
Firefighters must be weary, and yet dangerous fire conditions are expected to flare again later in the week. Do the firefighters have the resources they need?
Look, I can't speak on behalf of our Country Fire Service, but what I can say is that the volunteers and the committee members have been absolutely magnificent. And I spoke with a number of fire teams on the ground yesterday. They've got good morale. They've worked hard and they're tired, but their training has kicked in. And when I asked them, they said they're getting the sleep that they need. And look, I just think that has been fantastic. The community itself is sombre, but resilient. There's been a lot of good leadership both in the Country Fire Service and in local communities. The region, is rising again already within 24 hours. And what I would say is that we're just going to absorb this experience into our DNA, and as a community, we'll just emerge stronger for the future. So if you could buy an Adelaide Hills wine, especially for this Christmas, that would help us.
Do you think it's time that we considered paying or compensating our volunteer firefighters?
Look, I think that's a debate that has to happen. I really do think that's a conversation that has to happen. But that has to be a debate with the volunteers themselves. Don't forget these people are in their own communities, and so they feel strongly about helping their friends and neighbours. But of course, as they're volunteers, they all have employers, and those employers themselves will be losing those resources. So these are the people that need to be in the conversation.
The Mayor of the Adelaide Hills, Jan-Claire Wisdom.